You are listening to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business.
Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the mindset and the success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business. Super honored and excited for today's guest. He's back on Making Bank. Evan Carmichael, Believers in Entrepreneurs, and Gary Vaynerchuk called him the DJ who inspired people, as well as Ed Milet called him the modern day Napoleon Hill. And at 19 years old, he built and then sold a biotech software company. 22, he was a venture capitalist raising 500K up to 15 million. And now he just runs a YouTube channel for entrepreneurs with over 2 million subscribers and 300 million views, wrote 4 books, and speaks globally. He wants to solve the world's biggest problem. People don't believe in themselves enough. Definitely see that. Forbes named him one of the world's top 40 social marketing talents, and Inc. named him one of the 100 great leadership speakers and 25 social media keynote speakers that you need to know. He set 2 world records using a trampoline and a stand-up desk, and he also owns Canada's largest salsa dancing studio, where he met his wife and has a giant Doritos bag in front of him at all day long, just to remind him that he's stronger than the Doritos. And Toronto is his home. He's a husband, father, TSM fan, and Timo main. I'm excited to want to welcome Evan Carmichael today to Making Bank.
Thanks a lot, Josh. We got to add now 2-time Making Bank guest.
Guest, well, yeah. Right? Put that at the end of the bio and it makes it all solid.
I love it, man. But the problem was I didn't want to get famous, and I thought that was a good thing. And it was only till, you know, maybe a year and a half ago where he said, if you don't get famous, people won't hear your message. You want to serve and help so much, but if people don't know who you are, they can't hear what you have to say. And that conversation sparked like, oh, he's right.
Right. Yeah.
Because I would always attribute fame to being, you know, ego driven or just super extroverted and people who just always need to be the center of attention. It's like, well, that's not what I want to be. But the more people know me, the more I can spread the message, which is what it's really all about for me. So that conversation finally, after years of fighting with Steve, turned it around to say, oh, he's been right the whole time. Oh, I sent out the one text, the one email. He didn't write back. He must not want to have me.
Sure.
Whatever. And so you don't follow up. But no, like I made a decision. I need to get the message out there more. Here's a great opportunity to connect with someone who's done a lot more speaking and sold a lot more books than I have. So I'm gonna keep following up. And eventually, you know, he got back on one of them and then invited me to Puerto Rico to speak at his, you know, $30,000 mastermind, and then hang with him at his place the next week in Puerto Rico and jam with him and Tom Bilyeu and Lewis Howes and Jay Shetty and Russell Brunson and all those guys, all because I just followed up and put in a little bit more work where normally I wouldn't have done that because of the decision to say, no, this is important to me. I want to get the message out there. Here is a chance for me to do it. Being afraid is not a good enough reason. Just period. If you're afraid, that's not a good enough reason. Now, that doesn't mean you just go jumping from a helicopter with no parachute because you're afraid, right? Like, that's just stupid. Don't be
right.
Stupid. But most of the things that we're afraid to do, we're not even afraid of failing, Josh. We're afraid of failing in front of somebody else. We'll sing in the shower, but you won't sing on the street corner.
Right.
Because we're afraid of the judgment. That's really what we're afraid of, is other people's judgment. And that's not a good enough reason. So I try to catch it whenever I'm afraid. I have to do it just because fear is the reason, and fear is not a good enough reason. It's still the voice in my head. It's just, it's fighting that voice in your head and telling yourself that you're going to do it anyway, because you don't want, every time that you listen to that voice and every time you accept fear as a good enough reason, then the next time you play small again, and the next time you play small again, and now you start to train yourself. I'm afraid I don't do it. I'm afraid I don't do it. It becomes this loop that becomes your identity. That you get great ideas, you become scared, and then you don't do it.
So right.
The next time you get a great idea, you're going to tell yourself, okay, I'm scared, and then I don't do it. And that becomes the loop that you're stuck on, where if you want to make bank, you know, you got to break through. And that comes from catching those moments where you're afraid and then having the courage to go off and do them despite the fear. for a lot of people, that's the end. They stop, they quit, they don't keep going because they know what good looks like, but they can't make it. And so they quit. But it's just, go look at Josh's first one, or go look at my first one, because it was totally embarrassing.
Yeah.
But it's still there on my channel. You can go back and watch episode number one.
Yep.
And so it's more about expecting to suck at the beginning and paying attention to the progress that you're making. It's great to have Josh as an inspiration, but what's 5 years? How long is Making Bank? We're coming up in 5 years?
5 years, yeah. Yeah.
5 years. Like, yeah. You better get better at something if you're doing it for 5 years.
For right? sure. Oh, yeah.
So it's having the idea, trusting that the idea is a good one, and then starting and expecting to suck at the very beginning. I wrote Build to Serve because I was doing a tour last year. We hit 90 days, 23 cities across America, helping entrepreneurs. And the number one question that I got asked was, how do I find my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? What's my passion? And it was over and over and over again in every city I went to. And I realized this isn't actually a difficult question to answer. You don't have to go sit on a mountain for 10 years meditating to figure out what you're meant to do. There's a process. It's a three-step process. Who, I, how. And I walk people through it in my workshops. And people just said, hey, pick me. Can I do it next? And my workshops ended up just being helping people figure this thing out. So I said, hey, I just need to write a book about it. You start with the place of you're built to serve. Humans are built to serve. If you're not happy right now in your life, it's because you're not serving. Either the world, you know, Josh and I and probably most of you have a big mission. You want to help a lot of people. But not everybody's necessarily built that way. You know, my wife doesn't have a giant mission, but she wants to serve the 20 people closest to her. Very kind of family oriented. But if you're not happy right now, it's because you're not serving. You want to wake up every day and feel like the work you're doing matters, means something to somebody. If you woke up and felt that today you're going to create something that means something, you're going to be a lot more motivated, inspired, excited, pumped to show up to work. Where if you felt like, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares if I show up. I'm not making anything important for anybody. If that's happening every day, that's a path down into depression. Then how do you figure it out? Well, you start off with your who, which is your single most important core value. So mine is believe. Everybody's got their own. So you see the lens through that world. If you feel like you're living somebody else's version of your life, it's because you don't know what you stand for as a human. That gives you the rock to stand on. Next is your why, which is your purpose, and your purpose comes from your pain. So whatever you struggled the most with as a human, think back, all the watchers, listeners, think back to the most painful moment in your life as a human. Not physical pain, not like you broke your arm or something, but emotional pain. When did you feel like a loser? Mm-hmm. You have no self-worth. You just feel like a total reject of life, that moment. And we've all had it. Your purpose is to help other people who currently are like that. Because there are millions of people right now who are like the you from 5 years ago, and you can help them. You are an impossibility to your former self. What you've come through and who you've become would not have been possible to the you from 10 years ago. And so there's lots of people who are the you from 10 years ago right now who feel like there's no hope. There's no way out. It's not possible. But in you, in your story, in your message, they'll see hope. And in you telling your story and giving them like a 5 minute conversation with Josh might be the thing that just opens somebody's eyes to say, holy cow, maybe I don't have to stay stuck here. Maybe I can get to that next spot. And that will fill you up. Can I have one final message?
You got it.
I want you guys to give Josh some love. Okay. There's a lot of you guys out there who are lurkers. Okay. You're lurkers. You've been listening. Lurkers. You've been watching. I want you to give him some love. I want you to go to YouTube and put in the comments something you've appreciated about either this episode. If you hated me, awesome. Something that you've learned from Josh over the years, or go to iTunes, leave a review, because it's no joke making the podcast and trying to get it off the ground. It's a ton of work. Josh has been doing this for almost 5 years now. And if you've been listening to any sequence of these episodes and you have not yet left Josh some love somewhere, please give him a comment, give him a like, give him a 5-star review. Let's show Josh some love together.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. Thank you for watching Making Bank. Get out and be extraordinary.
Thank you for listening to Making Bank. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. And sharing is caring. Follow Josh Felber on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more. You can also listen to Making Bank on Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and watch on Apple TV, Success Thinkers Network, Amazon Fire, and YouTube.